Today we will learn interrogative pronouns in Arabic, or asma al istifham. Asma al istifham in Arabic. The first one we have, it's men, and men we use to ask about a person with it, which is who in English, Okay, like what, like men hada, who is this, and men al muallim, who is the teacher. Like, for example. And the second one that we have today, which is ma or mada, which is mean what. Ma, we have two words for that. Ma and mada, for what. We used to ask about things. And there is difference between ma and mada. Usually, we use ma before a noun and we use mada before a verb. We use ma before a noun, like, what is this? Ma hada. And we use ماذا before a verb, like, what are you doing? So, ماذا تفعل? You got the difference between them now? And the third one is أين. And أين, we ask about a place, like where question. We ask about a place, like أين الكتاب? We read the book. أين تسكن? Where do you live? And number four, it is متى. متى, which is mean when. Meta, which is mean when. We used to ask about time with it. Like what? Like meta yabda'u ad-dars. Meta yabda'u ad-dars. When does the lesson start? Like that. Okay. And number five, it's kayfa. And kayfa, which is how. It means how. And we ask here about a condition or what happened, or we need to know what happened now. Like what? Like, كيف حالك? So, how are you? Like that. Okay? And we have كم. And كم, it's mean how many and how much. Used to ask about number or quantity. Like what? Like, كم طالبا في الصف? How many students are in the class? Or كم الساعة? Now we ask about the time. كم الساعة? What the time is it now? Okay. And number seven, it's أي, which is mean which in English. Which, like what? Like now we use أي to choose between two options. Like what? Like أي كتاب تريد. Which book do you want? Or أي لون تحب? Which color do you like? Number eight, which is لماذا, which is mean why, and we use لماذا when we need to ask about the reason. Like what? Like لماذا تأخرت? Why are you late? لماذا تدرس العربية? Why do you study Arabic? Okay? Hope you got it.